talks, and I broke that one last night. It was
look carefully, they're like mirror images of each other, so you can sort of see them coming out, and that's actually the two cores up the top. So the two cores share that L2, and there's some other logic down there for hooking up the L3, but it's from the ground up designed to be a dual core chip. So we're talking about SMT, and so if thread 0 is using, in this case, one load store unit, thread 1, and it would actually cause a check stop because you weren't allowed to touch. It was trying to do a caching operation. It wasn't allowed. So we had to turn all this crap off. One of the good things was that we didn't actually use these reference and change bits in hardware. In the last talk, Paul was in it and was explaining basically using the hardware reference and change was slower in Linux than doing it in software. So early on, we were competing for resources with the other operating systems. In, or new systems would come in, we'd basically be the first operating system to have a stab at it. And every single system, yeah, there it is, every single system took basically less than 12 hours to go from machine being in a state where it's handed off and it runs the low-level exercises to when we had Linux up and running. And so we could basically, we load ourselves in, we got nothing else. We got the hardware and us. And the good thing, RPC, we have a really big cache size, cache line size, 128 bytes. It's very easy to get two variables on the same cache line. And what happens is, a lot of the time, you'll have perhaps a mainly read-only data structure on the same cache line as a heavy write data structure. We found this TB last stamp, basically what happened was, it was getting, what the hell are you doing at this address? So if we sat on our ass and hadn't done the early... Well, it was never released.
Yeah.
So that feedback was actually quite good, and if we hadn't been doing some of this bring up, there was no chance in hell we would have had access to that sort of hardware. Or then you should only run it in single-threaded mode, and that's what our scheduler tries to do. And, just as a matter of fact, we have a machine. This is a machine in Austin, Power Firefox, and so it's a 128 one. That's not too bad. But the problem with that is that this benchmark is